I'd like to learn over again the Gemara and from Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. Baruch Hashem, I think it got a little bit more clearer to understand a little Shitas Rashi. Rava Omar, we have, again, let us just refresh our memory. We hear to hear what we learn out from Zoya B'Sheila. The Zoya is also to the Zohar, to the Nozir, and it is cooked together with the ayil, and the Nozir is permitted to eat from the ayil, even though he's not permitted to eat from the Zoya. And the Zoya is nice in tam in the ayil. And Aval Pikein, the Nozer is permitted to eat from the ayil. And we mentioned the Chassam Sofer says it works out Salocha of Bittul, because it brings us a free that the Torah was makpid when you're cooking the Zoya, you have to cook the complete ayil together with the Zoya. So you need the shear of the ayil to be mevatel the tam of the Zoya. And we had a machlokes if you have shishim in the ayil, if you go bosa batzomis, can I get bosa batzomis? Or do you have meyer, you go bosa, can I get bosa? Abu Bekitzo, so that is a machlokes tanoim. So from here we learn out is a sheer bittul of shishim or meyer. The Gemara had a problem that is a baraisa that says zehu heta abo michlal isa, that only by zroya b'sheila it is mutter, but other places it is not mutter. So how can we learn out from zroya b'sheila adin abitul b'shishim or b'meya? That was a kasha that the Gemara had asked, and we had a teretz of Abaye, and now let us go to Rava's teretz. Rava Omar leinitzarcha elo letam keiker. This chiddush that the Baraisa says that by Zroya Pshela it is mutter, and all over it is also, elo letam keiker de bekotchim also, by kotchim we say tam keiker, kamash melon de hoche shari, here it's mutter, here we don't say tam keiker. We don't say tam keiker over here. But now let us just hold cheshbin. With the Gemara saying you need here a bittul of shishim or meya, by zroya b'sheila, you need a bittul. But you don't say tam keiker. You don't say tam keiker. That's different than the Gemara. And this is the chiddush, because by all kachim we say tam keiker, and here we don't say tam keiker. That's the chiddush. So we see so far one thing: we see that if you don't hold tam keiker, you need it in bittul. That's it. That it says clearly in the Gemara. The ligmar minei. So the Gemara says, so let's learn out from Zoya B'Sheila that all over you don't say tam keike. So the Gemara says, no, that I can't do. Goli rachmone gabi chatos. By chatos it says, kola sheyiga b'vsoro yigdosh liyois kamoyo, that if something is noigeya, the psar of a chatos, so it's yigdosh. It becomes like the chatos. Liyos kemoya. Shim psula tiposel vim ksheira teichel kechomo shebo. That means it becomes exactly like the chatos. If it was a kosher chatos, so it's only nechel lekahanim, liyem echad, liyem velay lechad. If nimin akloim, if it's possible, so it's possible. So memele, so we can't learn out from zoyeb shele to say tamke, that we don't say tamke ike, because the, by kochim there's a posik that you do say tamkike, you say tamkike. So that what it says by kol ashiga befsara yigdosh, that is the halacha of tamkike. And by Yisrael Shela, you don't say tamkike, and that's why bittul helps. That's the Ivra in the Gemara. That's why you need bittul, and bittul helps. So the Gemara says, "My chos is the gemrine mahayich ligma mahay." How do you know to learn out? How do you know to learn out from chatos that you say tam keika all over ligma mahay? Let's learn out from Zroyeb Shela, you do not say tam keika. So the Gemara says, Chiddushu, because here it's a Chiddush. Zroyeb Shela is a Chiddush. Umi Chiddush loy gamrinin. It's a Chiddush, it could be mevatel lechatchila. We see Zroyeb Shela is a moiradik a Chiddush. So this is Mechudush Tikia Kulis over here. So you can't learn out by Zroyeb Shela, you don't say tam keika. So all over you don't say tam keika. This is a Chiddush, so this is a unique halacha. So here you don't say tam keika, but all over you will say tam keika by kochim. Ihochi lemeya veshishim nami loyligma. So the Gemara says, if zroya veshele is a chiddush, and that's why you can't learn out from a chiddush, so how can you learn out by chulin? Here we're learning out by chulin, the makor of kol isurim shebetoyri nitshishim omeya. How can you learn out from zroya b'sheila? It's a chiddush. So the Gemara says, oto anan lekula kogamrinen, lechumre kogamrinen. Are we learning out a kula? We're learning out a chumre. The midiraisa berube botol. Mina toire, it should have become botol beroy. So I'm learning out by Zroya B'Sheila, the big kula, that you're allowed to be Matlis and B'Chetchila, you need Shishim Omeya. So I've had to give this in other places, where the you're not Mekel Mevatl and Issa L'Chetchila, you see need Shishim Omeya, so that we can learn out. Shishim Omeya we can learn out. But to learn out over here, you don't say Tam Keika. We don't say tam keike, that I can't learn out, because here's a chiddush, because mevatel is lechatchila, so could be here there's another kula, you don't say tam keike. So therefore, by kochim, I learn out tam keike from chatos. And then, I learn out from chatos tam keike. Now let us see Rashi. Zuk Rashi, letam keika, that the chiddush over here is naisen tam kimlon the oser bekotchim keika mamosha ishalisa. By kotchim I have a cloud that naisen tam is keika ma moshe ishalisa, as she teaches us what tam keika means. Ulahai mil sektoni zehu limute shar kochim. So that this is different than all kochim. By all kochim there's a din that the tam is keika tam keika. Rashi says teichverta. Tam is keika ma moshe shalisa. And here there's a din that you don't say tam is keika ma moshe shalisa. This is unique. You don't say tam is keika ma moshe shalisa. Now, let us be elech. If We don't say, there's a chiddush by Zroya B'Sheila, you don't say Tam Keika. Now, Zroya B'Sheila is min b'minoi. No Shaila about it. Zroya B'Sheila is min b'minoi. And vice of ois, that this is a chiddush over here, you don't say Tam Keika. This is a chiddush. You don't learn out from over here. So, number one, we see that afilu b'min b'minoi, that you can't taste, you're not malgish the time of the Zroya. The Zroya and the Isle is the same thing for sure. There would be a din of Tam Keike. Now there's a Chiddush by Zroya B'Sheila, we don't say Tam Keike. And if you would say Tam Keike, then Shishim and Meir wouldn't help. That's what it seems. But you don't say Tam Keike Baruch Hashem, so Meir Shishim and Meir helps. That's what we see over here. And L'chayre, we see the same thing by Chatos, Liyos Kamoya, that you do say Tam Keika. We'll see later the Loshon of Rashi. U'mahochi gamrin l'chol yisurei kotshim d'loy botli l'gamri. It doesn't become bottle. It never becomes bottle. So Rashi v'istoyis afilu d'shishim afilu d'zmeye. It doesn't become bottle. And the Meiri says clear like this. The Meiri says, because the Meiri says that a filu it's a mashu. The Meiri says clear that by kochim it's also al staloche of tam keika, al staloche of tam keika. So now we see a second thing. We see if your whole tam keika, forget about bittel. And the din of tam keika is not totally if you're malgish the tam, if you're not malgish the tam, because we're talking about min b'minoi. We're talking about min b'minoi. We said the Rashi is going to say, ashlomim touch the chatos, l'chayr both amin b'minoi, and you're not allowed to eat the shlomim. So we see two things, that tam keika is not depend, according to Rashi al kapodim, tam keika is not dependent in tasting the tam. Now, if you're tam keika, it's also, and bittel won't help. Zroya b'sheila, you don't say tam keika, and therefore, it does help. Bittel. That's what we see. Number three, Rashi explains what is tam keika. So Rashi says, Naisin tam kimlon da osa bekotshim ki iker ma moshoi shel isa. Tam is like the iker ma moshoi shel isa. What does this mean? Rashi is translating to us what tam ki iker means. I just like to mention the lashon of the Divrei David, the Nachlas David, and he has a whole kuntres on tam ki iker, goes through the Gemoras and the Shittas HaRishonim, which is Avelt. It's no, this is a bezunder, it goes to Shas over there, the Divrei David. Shitas Rashi, the Perusha, the Milse, the Tam Keikeru, what is the translation of Tam Keiker? What is the Teichwelt? Sheheter Nepach Liyois Issa. That the Heter becomes Issa. V'loki al kol zayis mina taruvis af sheim by elamaat isa. That means the translation of tam keiker means that if you have something that tastes also, now the taste is not a kezayis. It tastes, you can taste something that tastes also, or has a tam of isa in it. And here we're talking about a filling, you don't taste it. Because Zroya B'Sheila, you don't taste it. But something that has a tam of Isser in it, so this becomes Mamoshe Shel Isser. That means they have a kezayis of Bosor. If there wouldn't be, there'd be a din of tam keiker by Zroya B'Sheila, so I have a kezayis of Bosor Ayil. Since there's a tam of the Zroya in the aisle, so it's like you're eating Mamoshe Shalissa. That is the Taich tam ke'ikel. Heter nisapoch liyais issa. Because even though in the tam that you're eating there's no zayis, but if the tam has, but the zayis has in it a tam of issa, even though you don't taste it, but it's there. It's a metzias, it's there. So if something there's a tam of issa in it, it's nisapach liyos heta. So memele, let's go back again to Rashi. Letam keisa, kika. The chiddush is that here you don't say tam kika. No, you say tam kimlon da osa bekotche. Keika mamosha ishalisa. If there's a tam in kochim, So the heter becomes keiker mamoshi shalisa. The heter becomes like a mamish shalisa. Allaha milsektoni in abai. But here we said that the gabi this concept of tam keiker zeu lemuute shalkochim. But this is different than all kochim. By all kochim you say tam keike, and here you don't say tam keike. Avol chulin. In one more nekuda I'd like to mention, and then I think everything will go with a clarkite. If you say tam lemaisa, we have like this. We have zraya b'sheila. You don't say tam keika, and it's bottle b'shish or meya. What is bottle? The tam is bottle. This tam shalisa inside of it that becomes bottle. But you don't say tam keika. By chatos, you do say tam keika, and there's no dim bittle. Like bottle, agambi, the miri says afilu tzamashu, it doesn't become bottle. Because you say tam kike. Now what is the connection? So if you say this, I heard from Rabbi Shalom Rosengarten, because if you say tam kike, so that means that the heter is nesapach liyos isa, so you lost your roiv. The whole concept of bittel is, if I have a tarubis of Isser and Heter, after the Tarubis, I have Isser and Heter, and Roiv Heter, so the Roiv Heter is Mevatel, the Miyat Isser. But if there's such a concept, that Heter that is a taste of Isser, is also, so everything becomes also. You lost your Roiv to be Mevatel, the Isser. So if your whole Tam Keikil, there's no concept of Bittel. You can't be Mevatel. What is going to be mevatel? The heter, what is going to be mevatel? The heter is also, as soon as the tam goes into the heter becomes ister. So you don't have roiv heter. So if you hold tam keiker, there's no din bittel. If you don't hold tam keiker, so then I have heter, I have the tam, then there's a din bittel. Bittel, b'shishim, b'meyim. That's l'chayre this yisod. Aval chulin, shaper gomrine mine. But from chulin, I could learn out from zraya b'sheila, lemeya b'shishim. Doha kimlon, because by chulin, we can learn out ma'achi rabim lahatois the botli berube. That means if it wouldn't be from zraya b'sheila, I would say that it's botl b'roi. Now, if it's botl b'roi, so al kochah there's no din tam keiker. If there's such a concept of bitl b'roi by chulin, say by chulin you don't say tam keiker. By chulin I don't say tam keiker. So memele without the lima from zroya b'sheil, it would be botl b'roi. Why not? The tam would be botl b'roi. It's irrelevant if I taste it, if I don't taste it, minat teire. The tam would become bottle b'roiv. The tam would become a tam shaleta. Now learn that from Zoya Pshela. I learn that from Zoya Pshela. No, bittel tam needs shishim or kuf. Aval chulin shape gemrine minei lemeye b'shishim. Do akim lo me'achi rabim lahatois. The bottle b'rube. That means there's no din tam keiker. There's no din nishapach. Hetalies Israel by chulin, so memele, so without this limud, it would be Botel Baroi, because I have Roy Heter. So I learn out from over here that Din Bittel of Tam needs Meyer Vishishim. I learn out from over here the Leili Botel Elo B'Meyer. The Leili Botel Elo B'Meyer. Now, Rashi V'rove lesloi tam keiker b'chule. Now Rashi says further, if we know now the taitch of tam keiker means that the heter is nishapach liyaisisa, that's the taitch of tam keiker. So Rove lesloi tam keiker b'chule, kidem b'forish v'ozu, where do we see he doesn't know tam keiker? Amidereise b'rube bottle. He says minatoire, it would be bottle b'roi. So you don't have a roi if you hold tam keiker. So Zarai Rav holds this concept of heter nesapach liyisisa doesn't apply by chulin. If I can't have a posik by kodesh, by chatos, it says yikdosh kamoi ho, that it becomes like a chatos. So it says this as the posik yikdosh kamoi ho, it says that the bosa becomes like a chatos. Not that the tam is also. The bosa becomes like a chatos. So there I have a concept by kochim tam keika. But by chulin, there's no such concept of tam keika that the heter is nisapach liyesisim. So therefore, if I don't have this concept of heter nisapach liyesisim, so memelik, there's a concept of bittul already, sev roi ben miyat. So without the limut and zroyeb shayla, it'll be bottle b'roi. After the meat is Reb Shayla, we need Meya or Samach. Fine. Elo Midarabonon. Midarabonon, Rava holds of Tam Ki Iker by Chulin. Now Midarabonon, he holds a din of Tam Ki Iker by Chulin. So what does that mean? So that means as follows. Rava holds, if you're malgish the tam, if you're malgish the tam of the Issa, then you say, this is a drabon and the kedin. I mean, a toire, there's no chilk, if you're malgish, not malgish. Rava said, mitarabonon by chulin, if you're malgish the tam, then I say, nishapach liyais. Then I say nishapach liyois heter nishapach liyois is, and then there won't be a din bittul taker. Midarabonon, there's a din that if it's nikir the tam, so it tastes taker. You could taste taker like this. Midarabonon, there's a din nishapach liyois heter. So therefore, if you taste it, then bittul won't heter nishapach liyois is. So if you taste it, there's no din bittul. Because it's the din nesapach liyeseta. That means, if I wouldn't say that nesapach liyeseta, if you taste it, so there's no problem. So the taste is a mutadika taste. It became bottle. What's the problem of tasting it? There's a din bittle. If I taste it, or if I don't taste it, there's issa here. And the issa becomes bottle beheta. So if I taste it, if I don't taste it, but it's mutter. When I don't taste it, so it's there, and it's mutter. So if I taste it, it also should be mutter. Rava holds, and we'll see later, Rashi brought Rais before, if you taste it, it doesn't become bottle. Zot Rashi, why doesn't it become bottle? Because Midarabonin, they said, if you taste it, then there's a din nesapach liyeseta. That's a darabonin dikedin. So therefore, there's no din bittul. There'll be 200. If you taste it, there's no din bittul because nisapach liyeset. That's a drabon and the kedim. Zot Rashi, but how do I, it's only a drabon. Vochinami shemini le-Rabbi Yochanan Maseches Avodah Zarah, kol tamoi v'loi ma'moshoi, ein loi ken olah. You don't get malchus. That means, what is he talking about? You have a kezayis of heter that has a tam of iser, you don't get malchus. So we see from Rashi, if you hold tam keika by chulin, you'd get malchus on this kezayis Tamay v'loy mamoshoy. I have a kezayis of bread that tastes like wine. So there's wine. There's not a kezayis of wine in it. There's a kezayis. There's a tam of yain. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Tamay v'loy mamoshoy, ain loikin olav. So Rashi said, if you hold tam keika by chulin, why don't you get malchus? I had a kezayis of issa. Hetan is apachli yisisa. And if it says, tamay v'loy mamoshe ain loikin olav, see, so clearly, min atoire, by chulin, there's no such concept of hetan is apachli yisisa, which is the taich tam keika. That is the taich tam keika, that if something is a tam of issa, it's like ike mamoshe shalis. So you see that you don't know tam keika by chulin. For her, the yafinin lay bepsochim minoser umishras, litain tam keika. We learn out, the Gemara says in Psochim, we learn it says umishras anovim, and there lechayre, it means that if you'll have a kezayis of bread that has a tam of yayin, you learn out, and the Gemara says, litain tam keika, that says like a tam keika. So we see by chulin there's also a din of tam keika. Svirelu amayroi basroi das machta balmei. Oh, that's not a real drosha. It's not a real drosha. That the Gemara says in Psochim that there's a din of tam keika, which means that hetel nisapach liyesisa. And you learn this out from Mishras, that if you have a zayis of bread that is a tam of yayin, you like it? That's there's a lot. So that's a smachter. That's not a real drosha. Because by chulin you don't say tam keika. V'lav meilevu, but you don't learn out from that. Why? So Rashi says to Malchim. One mahalach is davalu nozze v'gilu, giyule oivir kechovim beis tzuvim boim kecho. Because he say tam keika by nozze mishras, and by Gilu Evid Kechovim, you have to kash the patch, you also say tam keika. So it's two psukim, and you don't learn out all over, so you don't say tam keika all over. Inami Rashi says, Gilu Evid Kechovim Chidushu, because it's a villa tam pogum. Kedimrin in Hosam, or Mishras Lehetam it's Taref Leisa. So my mail is not coming for tam keika. So this Dachsachmer is pshat, according to Rashi. So now, we have a Mordeke Klokite. It could very well be, according to Rove, Rashi says, we learn out from Zroyeb Shele. Zroyeb Shele needs Shishim min HaTorah. Why do you need Shishim min HaTorah? There's no din of Tam Kik over there. Need Shishim to be Mabatel, the Tam, even though you don't taste the Tam. This Tam there, Rab Chaim says this in a note, you need the Mordeke Loshen of Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim says that, Rab Chaim says, Betaruves, Veleke Hagoshes Tam, the Yevisser and Heter, you can't be Magish Tam, Mechtei, Tam Mu'urim im Tam Heter, there's a Tam Isser im Tam Heter. V'tzrichin ledin bitl kedei latire. Because I don't taste it, that means it's mutter. That's what Rab Chaim says. That means you need a din bitl. You need a din bitl to be mevatel it. It's here. I don't know it. I don't feel it. But it's here. These are facts of life. So memele, you need a din bitl. So fine. So by zroyeb shele, you have this problem. You have tam. And you need a din bittul. And the din bittul is shishim or meyeh. And that's what the Gemara said before. We learn that kol isurim shebetoyri, there's a din bittul of tam. There's a din bittul of tam that you need shishim or meyeh. Now we hear a problematic baraisa that says that zroya b'sheila is unique. So Rav said, yeah, 100%. It's unique. In that it's different than all kachim, because by all kachim there's no din bittul, because by all kachim there's a din tam keika, which means heter nisapach liyaisisa. So there's no din bittul because I don't have roiv heter. The heter himself becomes osa. This is unique. that this is unique by Israel Bishayl, even though it's Kachim, you don't say Hetan is Abrach Liyasis. Rashi says, by Chulin, Minatayr, there is no such thing whatsoever. Midrabonah, there is such a thing. That way it doesn't become bottle if you taste it, because the Rabbonah said, if you taste it, then it's a din of Hetan is Abrach Liyasis. This is not the Rabbonah, the Kedin, by Chulin. That's the Rabbonah, the Kedin. Yeah. So now, let's just finish the Rashi. Ligmam neil b'mishrei avshah kochim b'shishim imeyeh, kai noisa oi pigu, this should help a din bitu, li yis kamoy anegeya bola mimeno, shim psule hi yiposala b'leya, im sheri toichu, zul kechama shabachata, shabilein shlomim, asum liyochel azichi kuhune, yim v'lai lefni min akloim, Mahoche gamrine lecholi surei kochim, the loy botli le gamri. So means they'll never become bottle because there's a din of tam keika. We see that the concept of tam keika applies a fila by mid bemile. Ligma mahai vle vatle beku, lechidishu gedevrish lechatchile, mevatle le, umaisine le, lide kach biyodai. So since this is a chiddush, you can learn out. So this other chiddush, you don't say hetan is hapach li yisisa by zrei b'sheila. It's a chiddush by kochim. Mele, you can't learn out. Loi nitzracha. Oh, now let's go further to the gemara, which will perhaps understand a little bit better this gemara. Ravina oma loi nitzracha elo lemokim chetach. The oma mokim chetach ba'alma oser. So now, what does Rashi say? That what it says in the price. Zeu heter abo michlalisa lemokim chetach de ba'alme. Now Rashi says a mouthful over here. Well, we'll come to Taisus. Taisus did not learn like this, but this is Rashi. De ba'alme bechol isa veheter hamechubolim. Whenever you have Iser and Heter, that's Bechuba. And Rashi, it says a Meredike generality. Bechol Iser v'Heter Bechuborim kegoin, Rashi gives a Moshe, but Rashi is kegoin hoitzi uberes yodoi, kegoin eivar hameduldo, kulon asurim, demokim achatach es osor, keda omrinin bebeheima amekashe, and here demokim achatach is muta. So let us just translate what Rashi just said over here. Rashi says, "Bechol iser veheter, mokim achatach is oser." That means if you have iser over here and heter, that's one piece, and you cut it, you cut away the iser from the heter, so the mokim achatach by the heter is also oser. You have to cut away another piece. The mokim achatach is oser. That this, how thick it is, I don't know, but upon him, the mokim achatach is also, and so that if this is Israel, this is heter, you cut it, so this, the end of the heter is also, yet Israel heter mechuborim, this is also, and here, it's muta. So, where did we see that here it's muta? So there's a moiridike Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim says pshat as follows. He says, Chazal told us that the Zroya B'Sheile becomes bottle to the aisle, the Shishim, or Meya, whatever it is. He says, the Shishim and Meya are exactly Shishim. The aisle is Shishim of the Zroya. If the Mokim Achatach of the aisle would also be also, you have less than Shishim. Would never become bottle. You would never become bottle. And here it says that it becomes bottle. So you see, this amuyim dike chidish, amuyim dike zeu heta abo mechalisa. Bechol isurim, whatever the reason is, why the mokim achatach is also, I haven't the faintest idea. But al koponim, Rashi says, bechol isurim shebetayr, it is like that, that the mokim achatach is also was, for some reason. Here, this is a heta, that mokim achatach is mut, and he says, we see this, because if it would be osa, you'd lose your shishim, you lose your mei. That's what the Teres Chaim says, pshat. Fine. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Lache Shari. Yosef Rav Dimi. Vekoma lahoshmaite. So Rav Dimi went and said over the Zamachloikis, what Rabbi Shuv ben Levi holds, if you need Meye or you need Shishim. He said over the Shmaitse. Omalei Abaye v'chol isurim shebetoyre b'meya. You're telling me al zedin bittel tam. The zedin you need meya. You need meya to be mevatel the tam. Vosna, we learned a Mishnah. Lama omru, it's like bame omru. Kol hamechametz umetavel umedameya. Lahachmer min uminoi. If you have min beminoi, you have trume and chule. Now the trume was mechametz. That means he had soir shel trume, and it was mechametz the iser shel chulen. Or metavol yetavlin shel trume. Umedameya, or you mixed up trume and chulen. You cooked it together. Min uminoi lahokel ulahachmer. It's your machma. It's min uminoi lahokel ulahachmer. It's always osa. No. I'm sorry. Kolisim shebetayre It's not lama amul kol machametz tabo mdam lahachmer. I'm sorry. Min uminoi. By min uminoi, you're always machma. And we'll see, you always need meya. Lahokel lahachmer. But sometimes you do not need meya. Min v'she'ene minoi. Min v'she'ene minoi, you don't need meya. So now let's just try to figure out the teichvelt of this Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us, we'll see soon the reason of the aloche. But al kaponim, let us just say the aloche. The halacha is, by min uminoi, you always need meya. It's nice in time, it's not nice in time, you always need meya. Min b'sheine minoi, it matters. If it's nice in time, so then you need meya. So then, if it's not nice in time, you won't need meya. That's the difference. In the reisha, if it's not nice in time, you still need meya. In the sefer, if it's not nice in time, you don't need meya. Keita. Now this is the sefer. Grisin shenizbashlo imo adashim. We have here ground beans of trume shenizbashlo imo adashim that were cooked together with lentil. This is min b'she'enoi minoi. Im yesh b'hen b'noi sein tam. Now you give this to a koyin to taste this taruvis, and you ask him, can you taste the beans? Im yesh b'hen b'noi sein tam, if you can taste the beans, ben yesh b'hen lahalois b'meye v'echa, say you have 100 k'neged the issa, Bein ein behem lahalois b'meya v'echot. You don't have 100 k'neged isa. Osa. It's osa. That means if you can taste the tam tume, it's osa. Forget about it. This is min shalei b'mina. Ein behem b'noi sein tam. But if you cannot taste the tam of the tume, bein sheyesh ben lahalois b'meya v'echot, even though there's not 100, it's also muta. That means, so we're saying like this, just let's say the words, we're saying like this, by min bemino, even though it's not nice in time, you need 100. Let's not say the reasons as yet. Min bemino, you need 100. Min b'she'ene mino, it depends. If it's not nice in time, you don't need 100. Me but me, if it's not nice in time, you also need 100. Yeah. ain't behem, so but by me b'shein eminoi, b'nei b'm las me b'echod muta, ain't b'm lahalos b'mei b'echod ella b'mai, ella b'mai lav b'shisha. So the Gemara says, so you see over here that it's coming to tell us that min b'shein eminoi, if it's not nice in tam, you don't need 100. So if you don't need 100, so what's the shisha? The shisha be shishim. So you see, not like the mahalach that for every bittul tam you need 100. So this is akasha on Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak that said over that you need 100 to be mevatel tam. Here it says you need 100 for bittul tam, and here it says you don't need 100 for bittul tam if you don't taste it. And then there we said, and remember, by Israel Bishel, you never tasted, it's mean b'minai. And there it says you need 100 to be mevatel the tam, and here it says you don't need 100 to be mevatel the tam, so koch, you need 60. So al kaponim, we see that what? That you don't need 100 to be mevatel the tam. Let us see Rashi to on this one. Lo shmaite the Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Lema omru, hamechametz. Laize isa omru, letrume, shamechametz chulen beser shalom. The person is mechametz chulen beser shalom. Oy metabo, kideira chulen, metable trume, metablen of trume. Oy medameo, mevashel chulen, letrume yachad. Shono hilchem achrov lahachmer. Lamin omine omruke, does rina be lechumre kidele kliktoni lekame? There we go, lechumre. Lema omru, that you'll always need meyer, that's the chumre. Lema omru lahokal lahachma. Shepomim lahokal opomim lahachma. Subdibai, you could be make a mean, vishaine mine. As the omru pomim lahokal pomim lahachma. Grisin shall pull the trume. This is ground or split beans of truma. Shenizbashlu imadashim shalchum. These split beans were cooked together with lentils of chula. V'ta'amnum, and now a kohen tasted it. V'yesh b'hem tam truma b'chulam. You can taste the truma. Af al pi sheyesh b'chulen meya v'echot. Even though there's meya ve'echot, shatruma dina lebotel bekach. The din is that truma becomes botel b'meya ve'echot. That means with 100 keneged the one shear of truma. The nafkalom b'sefri mikroi. We learn this out from a posik. Mikol chelboy es mikdoshe mimenu. We learn out from this posik. Shim nofal betoichoi, if the trume fell into the kri, harei hu mekatshoi, it is mekadish the whole kri, betrumes meiser mishtoikro. The posik is speaking about trumes meiser, which is 1/100th of the whole kri, it's meiser min a meiser, a meiser is a tenth, and a tenth of a tenth is 100. Shehi echod mimei. V'koma, shim chozro letoich hatishim v'tisha. If the trumas meiser, which is 1/100th of the whole kri, and there's 99 chalokim of heter, mekadashto, it's mekadish, it becomes osa. Mikan amru, truma b'meya im ha'osor asura. If you have 100 together with the Issa, it's also. B'meya, that's the posik that you have, it's mekadish, if the trum is meisel, be mekadish decree. So that means 99 will not be mevatel, the trum is meisel. That's, yeah, b'meya vei, but if you have 100 chulin, and one trum is meisel, buteres. That is, if it's not nice in tam. V'hocha kivin de naisen is tam. Here it's nice in tam. Afalpi, this is the chaimah of min b'min. This is min b'sheinim min. Afalpi sheyesh kan heta telavatal isa osa. The tam loy bottle. The tam doesn't become bottle. Arei lahachma. That means if it's nice in tam, so that's a chumre. Afilu you have meyer shel heta. If it's min b'sheinim min, we're talking about you have meyer shel heta. It's osa if it's nice in tam. Arei lahachma. Ain bahen b'nai saint tam, but what if it doesn't have b'nai saint tam? Af al pi she'ain kan heter kedei levat. You don't have 100 mutter. It's mutter. So here we have over here. Now let us understand what we just said. Now we have over here min b'she'ainoi minoi, and it's not nai saint tam. And the din is that it's bottle besamach. It's not nice and tam, and it's bottle besamach, the Gemara is going to say. Agavuchim, here you also see that even though it's not nice and tam, you need bittle besamach. It's not nice and tam, you need bittle besamach. According to Rashi. So Rashi says, it's bottle. So Rashi says, echad umeyam. That's when the Isser is be'en. Kigoin chitim bechitim. I call dovo shaloin is bashu. Then you need meyer. Avol hochet de lesser be'eno. Here it's not be'en. Loi be'inon echo de meyer. Arei lohoko. Aber mino mino lo ilam la hachme ke demrine le kamon le mishtradi ke tarti le tibuse e nois en tam ve echod o meyo. Now I'd like to say over a moiridike chsam sefer. Chsam sefer says pshat in this Rashi as follows. The chsam sefer says, we learn out a posik that trume is bottle b'meyo. Trume is bottle b'meyo. So Rashi says, that is speaking about chitim ba'en. That means you have chitim ba'en, you have one saw of chitim of trume, you have 100 saw of chitim shel chulon, they got mixed up, it's bottle b'meyer. Less than meyer, forget about it. It's not bottle, but less than meyer. So Rashi says, over here we had, if it's not nois in tam, it's mutter b'shishim. If it's not nice and tam, it's mutter b'shishim. So Rashi says, what happened over here? So Rashi says, hocha de lesa be'enei. Zuk techsam seifa. We know what's talking about over here. We're talking about min v'shaloi b'mina. We're talking about beans and lentils. Now, between you and me, when you cook, let's say we're talking about chopped beans and lentils, so, you know, there's an eitzer, but you can do. You see all the beans in front of you, you can take out all the beans. And that's what it's talking about over here. He cooked it with the beans. Now, listen, everything became also zachbito. So he takes out all the beans. Now, what do you have over here? Top. We don't have any mamoshes anymore. Tam, there's no gzeres akosav, you need meyer. Tam is different shir. Tam, the shir is shishim. Tam is shishim. This gzeres akosav, that you need meyer, as Rashi said, that's when it's ve'en. This posik, that it says that the trumas maisa fell into the kri. So you have trumas maisa ben, you have the kri ben, there you need 100 to be mavato. If it's be'en, you need 100. Zuktailik echsam sefer, that's the difference between min b'minay, min shaloi b'minay. Min b'minay, you can't take out the be'en, because it's the same. You don't know which is the trume, and which is the chulin. So min b'minay, you always have be'en. So fillu, it's not nice in tam, you need meya. Min b'shaloi b'minay, that's what the Sam Sefer says, pshat. Min b'shaloi b'minay, so listen, you wanna asa your concoction is bitter, so why should he asa it? So you'll take out all your beans, so memela, now it's only tam, By time that there was a Xeris HaKos of a Meya, as long as the Shishim will become bottle. This is, what? This Tam Asels, Til Shishim, I don't know. Could be Til Shishim and Asels Minatayra. Could, no, who's saying Tam Kika? We're saying that there's a din Tam, but you don't say Tam Kika Basrei B'Sheila also. You need Shishim to be Mavatal the Tam. You need Shishim to be Mavatal Tam is also. You have Tam of Tum over here. Let's face facts of life. You have Tam of Tum. You don't taste it. You need Fakir. That's what they bring to Rashi. This Gemara is Moirdik. Here you see from Rashi, you don't taste it. You need Shishim to be Mavatal it. And I took out the Be'en. That's the story. So what's pshat? Because tam, even though you don't taste it, is also. There's tam here. There's tam of tum here. I don't taste it, I'll taste it. I'm ignorant, but ignorance is not bliss. There's tam of tum here, and you need shishim to be mevatel. Abal kaponim, so the Mishnah differentiates between, if it's mean b'minoi, so that means you have be'en in the taruvis. If you have be'en in the taruvis, then you need meya. Forget about it. Now we have a new problem because truma only becomes bottle b'meya. Mean b'she'ene, meaning you took out the ben, now you only have tam. Tam is 60. But if you'll tell me, now let's say that nothing most gosh is mine, but if you'll tell me tam needs 100, so what's the difference between mean b'meya and mean b'she'ene mean? That was the kash. It's a moyelike kash. Yeah. Let's turn the page. Loi b'meya. Shema says, no. For tam, you need 100. For tam, you need 100. That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi, v'hochi koma, ein b'em echad u'meya shel heta. You don't have 101 of heta. You have 100 of heta. Elameya shel heta levat pe'isa muta. Now the Gemara is going to tell us, we're going to see as the sugya progresses, the Gemara is going to tell us, by Tumi you need 101 of Heta. Need 101 of Heta. Where you get this from, we'll see soon. But by Tumi you need 101 of Heta. And some of them, that's the difference. In the Reishitz, mean Beminoi, and it's Be'en, you need 101 of Heta. In the Sefer, that you took out the Be'en, so it's only Tam needs 100 of Heta. Shalom HaYisrael. But that's going to be the maskon of the Gemara. So, like the Gemara, you need meya. So the Gemara didn't understand the teretz of. The Gemara says, "Bomi the reisha b'meya." How can you say you need meya in the sefer? The reisha also says you need meya, but not in recent time. Have a sefer b'shishim. The Tony reisha lahachmer mino mina keitza. Soir shall chitim shenof alisis chitim, yesh by kedei lachameitz, ben yesh by kedei laos b'meya v'echot, if it's kedei lachameitz, that's called it's leisin tam, so then ben yesh by kedei lahalis b'meya v'echot, ben yesh by kedei laos b'meya v'echot, also. So then it's also, that if it's yimagish the tam, ein by kedei lahalis meya echot, if it doesn't have meiv echad, ben she yesh b'kdei lacham, it's ben ein b'kdei lacham, it's also. Reisha v'seifa b'meya. So the Gemara says, it says in the Reisha that you need meiv echad. And the Gemara understood that, the Reisha says, if it's not nois in time, you need meiv echad. And the Seif also holds you need meiv echad. So what's the difference in the Reisha and the Seifa? Reisha v'seifa b'meya. So the Gemara says, Loi, Reisha b'meya v'chad. Rei, by Truma you need 101. B'seife b'meya, the Seife needs 100. Let's see Rashi. B'mi de Reisha shata hoylech boi kol sho lahach me b'mina mina. And v'lochi boto b'meya ki leke nois in tam. Mechlal de Seife b'mim she'ini mina b'shishim. So zei chiluk shebeneim. It says this is a mola hokul, and the reish is always lachma. She zei nei tzorich meya ve'echok sheni nois and tam is that tzorich. The toni reish is seir shalchitim dayne mina mina. Yes, but they look how much any nice and time, loyal and also. Ain by echo the meya, I feel like ain by kade look how much also. By no lahachme, the mean we shine him in a homokileke timer, lay boy kufala, bohoche bina kufala. Alme bohode kachomomine, he eka kuf alef shari. But if there's 101, it's mutter. Because al kedaitach bekuf aleph bahadi yisuri kama. The Gemara understood in the Reish, if you have 100 plus 1, that means you have 100 shalet and 1 shalisa becomes bottle. Alme b'meya bottle. So in the Reish, that's chomet bottle b'meya. So the sefer that's kill is also only bottle b'meya. Reish v'sefer b'meya b'tmiya. So the Gemara says loy. Reish b'meya v'chad levad me'isure. Reisha, you need 101. V'seifa b'meya levad me'yisure. The seifa needs 100. Zik the helikich sam seifa, how do you get this magic number of 101? That means we learned out mikdoshe mimenu. We learned out that trume fell into to chulin. Trume's maisa fell into chulin. So if there's 99 chulin and one trume, it's also. So we learn that, but if it's 100 of chulin, it's mutter. Now the Gemara says you need 101. So how did we figure out this 101? As if I took some sefer. So took some sefer. So he says like this. He says, the din is, if you have trume and chulin, there's two shailas over here. There's a yeredeyedike shaila and a chayshin mishpatike shaila. That means as follows. If I have here, let's say I have 100 of chulin and 1 of trume. So we're saying it's bottle b'meya, it's bottle b'meya. So what's gonna, I'm gonna need up to 101? It's a moment, a kayin. It's a moment that's, some are normally speaking about it's a moment kayin. I can need up 101. So you have to take out one and give to the kayin. So in the 100 of chulin that I have, I really don't have 100 because 1 of the 100 I have to take away and give to the kohen. So since it's oimed litel mikan, so it's keilu, it's not here. So I can't reckon with that one that's going to be taken away. That's why I need 101. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So the magic number of 101 is because when you have 100, you really have 99 because one has to be given away to the Kohens. I don't have the mevatel of 100. So that's why you need 101. So you need 101 for Tume, and for Bittel Tam, you need 100. Now the Gemara asks a very interesting kasha. So the Gemara, so he's saying you need 101. In fact, the Gemara, v'chi yesh boi kidei lechametz, b'meya v'chad, amayloi bottle. If you need 101, so for some reason the Gemara held by 101, it's not less in time either. So what's the case? If you have 101 already, so what's the case that it's also? Amalei ishtik, so he didn't know what to answer. So amalei dilme shayni ser dechimutze kosher. In nice and time, there are other things that are nice and time, a little more than 101. Omalei, you told me something, I'm ready to get at Carlton Milse, the Omar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, loy kol ashir in shom. This, in bittel time, the, not everything has the same shir. Sherei tzir, shi uroi korev lamasayim. You have the tzir of a dak tomei, so the shir is, we'll see, 192. That means it's nice and tam till 192. So you see the other things that they have a sharp taste, that you need a bigger shir to be mevatel all the tam. This nam, dak tomei tzirei osa, Rabbi Yudhoima, revius bisosoyim. That a revius of tzir from a dak tomei will asa sosoyim, which is 192 revius of heta. So you see that there are certain things that are nice and tam, a filu more than meyer aleph. This is a nice and tam in 192. Frek the Gemara ba'omar Rabbi Yehuda, how come you the whole that tzir becomes bottle in tzir shel heter in 193? Yes, this Omer Rav Yehuda min b'mine leibotu. So the Gemara says, Shaini tzir d'zeya ba'almu. It's only a nisr d'rabbonon. By nisr d'rabbonon, Rav Yehuda was not machma to say that min b'mine leibotu. Zogt Rashi. So Rashi says, Upochin v'sei v'meyo levad miso upochin yireishe b'meyo v'chad. Ve'eto kom amai toni yesh b'kdei l'chametz. Afo pish yesh meyo v'echot. Also, how could it be Meir Echad and it's nice and tam? Chiike de yoiv taima kula hai in Meir Echad? Ishtek Rabdimi, amlai abai, edu mishan yisur shechimutzei koshe, v'yeshe koshe mechaberin, it could be tak a nice and tam, afil 101. Loi kol ashurim shovim litain tam. Revii shal tzir tome, oiser sosayim shal tzir toyer, oi shal dover acher. V'sosayim, Havi Moson Revius, it's 200 Revius in Naki Tamne minus 8, that means 192. How do you know this? So Rashi says like this, a Kav is Arbo Lugim, 4 Lugim. The Lug, Dalit Revius. So it comes out in one Kav, Shesh Esrei Le Kav. So there's 16 Revius in one Kav. We saw Sheshes Kabim, and I saw is six kabim. So how many revius do you have in one saw? So Rashi so you could do it. You can multiply 16 by 6, then multiply it by 2 because we're talking about two sawim. So Rashi did it. Rashi multiplied 16 by 3 and then multiplied it by 4. But so shishis kabim, the shloishis kabim and ches revius, the chayin abo zimnim. So it comes out, there's 192 revius in two souls.